just decree Jesus is faithful. Just pray with boldness tonight. This evening, pray with boldness, pray with authority, pray with some new zeal, because God is faithful. There's a war going on spiritually in the world, but Jesus Christ is Lord. Children of God, we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Raise our voice and glorify God. Father, we give you thanks for this day today. We speak victory in Christ. We speak testimonies in Christ. We speak power in Christ. We declare that as many as are in Christ Jesus, we are victorious through the name of Jesus Christ. We glorify Jesus Christ today. Raise our voice and thank the Lord that every day in your life is a day full of grace. Every day in your life is full of grace. God's grace is sufficient for every day. Raise our voice and confess. Father, I give you thanks tonight because every day your grace is available. The grace of the Lord is upon your life. The grace to protect you. The grace to preserve you. The grace to empower you. The grace to sustain you. The grace to keep you winning. The grace to cover your family. The grace of God is always sufficient. Raise your voice and glorify God. Father, come in the name of Jesus Christ as you come before the face of God, preparing to study and release this word to as many throughout the continents watching me right now. Hear the voice of the Lord. The grace of God is always sufficient. You have available grace for whatever you are going through. There is grace for healing. There is grace for provision. There is grace for answers. There is grace for wisdom. There is grace for success. There is grace for breakthrough. The grace of God is like an ocean. Now listen, if you take, I don't know how many years you can try to empty an ocean. The grace of God is like an ocean. You cannot drain that ocean. And therefore, the grace of God is available for whatever need we have today. Just say, Lord, I receive your grace tonight. Keep praying. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the grace of God. We receive the grace of God. Just see yourself as you are beside the ocean of grace. And you, no matter the volume of water you get from the sea, the water will still be there. So the grace of God is available. Every child of God in need, the grace of God is available. Like the air you breathe, the air is available. Grace is available. I speak today, as many as the sound of my voice, God's grace is available to see you through. In a time like this, many are sick, many are sad, many are weary, but the grace of God is upon you. The grace strengthen you. The grace empower you. The grace uplift you. The grace sustain you. The grace of God is available for every child of God today. Hallelujah, Lord. God bless all of you for signing in. We're beginning our studies in the next 1 minute. Just welcome the Holy Spirit in your life. Pray that today will be the day God has a word for somebody. Let God speak to you. Let God strengthen you. Let God visit us. Raise our voice and pray. We come in the name of Jesus Christ to declare today we receive every word of the Lord. Lord, speak to me today. Use me like a vessel to strengthen somebody, to edify somebody, to encourage somebody. It's a privilege to be a minister of God. I received so many letters in this past week. People are blessed in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, through those who are watching our programs. I didn't know people are watching our programs even in Asia, in China, that are watching us. Let's thank the Lord that tonight's program, let the teachings tonight bless somebody. Let the teachings tonight empower somebody. Let the teaching tonight encourage one child of God somewhere in the world. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ for all the bishops, the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, and all every member of the church around the world. For those who are going to find Christ today as their Lord and Savior, we say, Holy Spirit, use these minutes we share, oh God, to reach somebody. Let this be the day of somebody's breakthrough. I speak today for as many watching me, receive strength, receive courage, receive the grace, receive the boldness, be firm in the Lord, because our God is faithful. I've learned by experience that our God is faithful. No matter how many years, no matter what you go through, our God is always faithful. It's time to begin our studies, please. Now, thank God we're studying from Genesis to Revelation. We're using all the books of the Bible as acronym and study in that way throughout from now until the Holy Ghost speaks to us again. The Lord wants me to speak those words of faith in your life. Today we are dealing with the word numbers. We started with Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, we ended yesterday, and today we are dealing with numbers. And all of these are very, very important as we're sharing some of these things. And bless all of you, those are signing online. Please don't just be partial. Get a Bible, get a pen, get a paper. We are studying and praying. And feel free to get a watch party to share to friends around the world. And as people are signing in, please, just keep signing in. Those who are signing in, please, just pay attention. Connect with tonight's lesson because we are here to release grace and strength and wisdom and impartation. Let grace be upon all of us tonight. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, I connect with the grace tonight. I connect with the Holy Spirit tonight. I connect with the mind of God tonight. I connect with the heartbeat of God tonight. Lord, speak to me. Teach me. Help me to understand. In Jesus' mighty name, you are blessed in Jesus' name. You know, I was thinking on how did the saints of the Old Testament come about with the names of the books of the Bible. The first book was Genesis. We know Gen is beginning, is origin. And we know Exodus deals with exiting from Egypt. So that was, it's like every name of the book has to do with a meaning of a situation they were going through. We see Leviticus was dealing with the Levites, the chosen tribe, and today we're dealing with numbers, which is very important. Every name in the Bible was a situation that was going through, and they named this but to keep information for other generations. So today we're dealing with numbers, please write the word number. N-U-M-B-E-R-O-S, numbers, please, vertically. It's very important. You know that numbers matter. For those of us in the U.S., we know that every number, numbers matter. Today, some people are praying for just one more. Numbers matter. You know, if you ask politicians, numbers matter. If you ask bankers, I mean the bank, it's numbers and figures that matter. If you ask, I mean, God is saying even souls will win matter. Each person counts. Numbers are important. Everybody in the planet is very important. Numbers matter. So this is very important, please. We're beginning tonight with the first verse tonight, please, if you are there. It's Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. And I was praying this morning, I said, Lord Jesus, no human being will cheat me in life. Numbers matter. Oh my God. No human being will deprive me, will cheat me in life. You know? Yeah. Numbers chapter 1, please. Verse 1 to 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of congregation, on the first day of the second month. He said, God keep details. God is not a God of just do things. God keep details. The first day of the second month in the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt. So take note, please. God keeps details. God keeps account. God keeps information. I'm so touched with the way that God keeps record. I was praying the other day just thinking about heaven. And I think that in heaven, there's a department of accounting, there's a department of history, there's a department that keeps information. There are books in heaven, you know. So please, Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, now verse 2, please. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, The word sum there is number. That's Exodus, that's Numbers chapter 1, verse 2. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the names of their fathers with the number of their names, male, every male by the poles from 20 years old upward, that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. So this is where the name of the book came from. God said to Moses, it's time to take a census. I mean, to number everybody in Israel and to keep the record, number them from each family. This is interesting. You know, the Bible, just after me, the Bible has the history through genealogies from Adam and Eve until present. This is interesting. Can you imagine how careful God used the nation of Israel to keep all the history? We're going to see that in a moment. So God is saying, right, count the number of every person in Israel and count them according to their families. God keeps record. Now, let's just pray 1 minute. That God should give you the grace to keep records. Journaling is important. Is it journal? No, so journals. You keep journal. You keep account. You keep story. You keep important dates in your diary. Maybe the day you were wedded, you know, they ask somebody, what is your wedding? When did you get married? The man forgot their wedding date. I know it's obvious. So we need to be careful with important dates. Birthdays are important. There are some dates we must put down. The days of that God reveal himself to you. The day you are born again. Some dates matter in the history of a church, of family, of Christians. So God is saying to Israelite, numbers matter. Number the people. Now, write this down, okay? God is a God of information. God keeps records. God keeps records. Records matter before man and before God. You know, I heard today somewhere the difference between knowledge and understanding. Okay, listen carefully. Somebody can go to school, you read the books, but you don't understand because you don't retain. We are praying today that God give us the grace to value every day. Value every month, value every year, value your history. Now listen carefully, please, I'll continue our study. So the next verse I want us to study, please, is John chapter 15. Now, if you see John 15 verse 1, just to paraphrase, Jesus said what? The Father, this is very important, that every branch that does not bear fruit, he cuts it away. But every branch that bears fruit, he will prune it to produce more fruits. So Jesus believed like a farmer that can prune his vine because he wants it to produce more. This is important, more. Most of us fail because we are not prone to produce more. We are praying today that November, December, and 2020, the number will increase. There will be increase in our life. I wanted to pray tonight before we continue. Listen carefully. Decrease and increase is like curse and blessing. Increase is a blessing, it's growth. Decrease is like things are dying. Let's pray today that the law of death would not work in our lives, in our family, in our ministry. The law of life brings increase, addition, and multiplication. Raise our voice and pray. We pray the name of Jesus, the law of life will work in our families, the law of life, the law of increase, the law that brings multiplication, the more that brings more will work in your life and your children, for businessmen, for students, for families. We speak today, the law of sin and death will not work in your life. Let the law of life, the law of increase, the law that multiplies, the law that brings favor in your life, let it be operational in your life in Jesus' mighty name. When a country is dying, there is decrease and decrease and decrease. When somebody is alive, there is increase coming in different area. So you see today, people are watching the Wall Street. Why? The numbers matter. So in our life as a church, as families, as believers, numbers matter. Now let's go to more account. This is just a foundation, please, for our lesson, okay? It's just a foundation for a lesson. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 12 to 14. I'll just give you a little foundation for our lesson this week. Matthew 18, verse 12 to 14. How think ye? That's the question. How do you think? How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the world, into the mountain to seek that which is gone astray? And so be that he findeth it. Verily I say unto you, he shall rejoice more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones should perish. Now Jesus said, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of that sheep go astray, the man will leave the 99 and go around searching until he find that one sheep that went astray. And there will be joy in heaven for that one sheep that was found. Can you imagine? So one sheep matters. Just say after me, one sheep matters. Imagine if you have 99, 100 sheep and one is missing, this shepherd will not go home. He will climb the mountains, will search everywhere for that one lost sheep. Let's pray today that nothing will be missing in your hands. Nothing will be missing in your hands. Nothing will be missing in your family. Nothing will be missing. Numbers matter. We are not going on minus, minus, minus. We refuse to go in a minus in November and December. Raise your voice and pray. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ for all managers, for all directors, for all businessmen, all pastors, all students. We speak today. Your grade is not going down. Your account is not going down. Your number is not going down. For our students, your grade must increase. For our businessmen, you must see increase in your life. For every child of God, we speak today that one sheep matters. If one sheep go astray, Jesus said he will search for that one sheep until he find that sheep. And there will be joy in heaven for one soul. One soul matters. One sheep matters. So to begin our lesson, please start with the letter N. N, please. N, please. Names on record. Names on record. So Numbers deals with the record of genealogies. Is that story in the book of Numbers? You see the children of this family, and I want to show an example in the Bible. So names on record. God told Moses to every family trace the genealogy and write down all the names on record. Now listen, please. The greatest privilege for a child of God, for a pastor, is to get many names in the book of life. If God was concerned about the names of every family and every tribe in Israel, God is more concerned about the names in the book of life. We are praying tonight that God give us grace, not just to get our names in our family history or family tree, but to get names in the book of life. It must begin with your own name. Your name must be in the book of life. So names on record matter. How many names are in the book because of your life, your preaching, your sponsorship? Let's pray tonight that every child of God in November, December, and 2021 will put effort, will work hard to see more names in the book of life on your account. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I'm praying tonight in the name of Jesus, we engage ourselves to see many names in the book of life because of our life and ministry. I pray in the name of Jesus, you, nobody will go to hell that knows me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand to pray. God, raise us up to pull men from hell, to pull men from darkness. Our assignment, oh God, as a family, as individual, as a ministry, is to see names in the book of life. Josiah family, oh Lord, give me the grace to get many names in the book of life. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we're praying tonight, oh God. Our greatest assignment, our greatest calling, our greatest blessing is to get many names in the book of life. That is the heartbeat of God. God is saying to you today, what is your greatest ambition? It's not just the success of the world, but we need to get names in the book. Names in the book, names in the book. Hear the voice of God. Names in the book matters. How many names are in the book of life because of me? How many names are in the book of life because of us? All those are watching me today in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, Middle East, and the US. I want to challenge you today to seek for that one lost soul. Jesus says, if a man has 99 sheep and one go astray, the man will seek for that one soul until they find that one soul. I want to challenge every child of God. November, December, it's time to seek for the lost souls. Many are lost in the world. Many are sinking in alcohol, in drugs, in all abomination. It's time the church rise up to seek for a lost soul. One more time. Let's pray for us as individuals, that God help you to keep your salvation. God help you to win a soul this week, this month, this very year. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today as you are studying about numbers. Numbers matter. The numbers in the book of life matters. We pray, oh God, that every child of God will become a soul winner. The field is ripe, but laborers are few. The field is ripe, and God is saying, the church of God, it's time to focus on getting names in the book of life. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. We must get names in the book of life. That is our calling, to get names in the book of life. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, let me give you this account, please. Just turn to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3, please. Verse 23, 25, and verse 38 for time's sake. Luke chapter 3, 23 to 25 and 38. We see that it's important, names on record matters. Luke 3, 23, please. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed to be the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Matat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janiah, which was the son of Joseph. Now in verse 25, which was the son of Mattathias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. So we see that Dr. Luke had to trace the genealogy of Joseph, the husband of Mary, until Adam and Eve. Can you imagine? Family to by family. All this was recorded in the Bible. I appreciate Israel because God used them to keep history of genealogies. Can you imagine from the time of Jesus back until Adam? You see that names on record matter. The Bible is the only book that traces genealogies until the present, from Adam to present. Now, to end with end, please. Daniel chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Daniel 12, 2 and 3, please. Daniel 12, 2 and 3. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The greatest achievement is to turn people to righteousness. You will shine in heaven as the stars. So we see that numbers matter. We are praying today that God give us the grace. God give us the grace to win souls. Now, some believers don't like to hear about soul winning. They like to hear about money, about progress, about success. But listen, this prayer line is not just about things, we're about heaven. We're praying tonight for the grace of God. Let God use you to turn a sinner to Christ. Let God use you to turn an unsaved person to Christ. This is the highest office of a child of God, to turn somebody to Christ. Now, many believers are contented with getting a job, getting a paycheck. All of these are important, but this will not give you any reward in heaven. Let's pray for the most important thing, salvation of souls. The most important thing in the heart of God is salvation of souls. We are praying tonight, let God use each of us to win somebody from darkness to light. Raise your voice and pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God use us, oh God, to turn somebody from darkness to light. Somebody must come to Christ through you. In November, in December, somebody will come to Christ through you. Raise your voice and pray. Father, pray tonight for those men and women that love the Lord, that are seeking after God, that are hungry for God. I pray for souls. Give us the grace, oh God, to be faithful in winning souls. The greatest blessing is winning a soul. The greatest blessing in the heart of God is winning souls. So please, numbers, N stand for what? Names on record. Now let's try you, please. Now you is unforgettable. Write the word unforgettable. Now, this is very important. There are some things you should never forget. Like, for example, never forget where God saved you from. Never forget that God picked you from sin to righteousness. You should never forget how Jesus saved you. Yeah, this is very important. Now, in Matthew 10, verse 30 and 31, Matthew 10, 30 and 31, but the very hair of your head are all numbered. The very hair of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not therefore, for ye are more valuable than many sparrows. These are the words of Jesus. The very hair of your head are all numbered. And Jesus said, fear not, because you are of more value than sparrows, than flowers. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. So listen, don't forget that you are a child of God. Don't forget that you have value before God. Don't forget that God sees you as his own precious child. Don't forget you matter before God. Jesus says you are of more value than birds and flowers and all creation. You value before God. You matter before God. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you because you accepted me. My value is Christ Jesus. Now, today, don't forget that God saved you. Don't forget. Let me just put this. Don't forget that Jesus pulled us from the world to Christ. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to us. The children of Israel forgot their history. They were in Egypt. God saved them, and in the wilderness, they forgot their history. Let's pray tonight that every child of God, you will not forget the grace of God. Never forget the grace of God. Raise your voice and pray. I pray today, oh Father, I will never forget the grace of God in my life. You picked me, you cleansed me, you washed me, you forgave my sins, you wrote my name in the book of life. Never forget the grace of God. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Even the hair on your head are all numbered, and God says, I will take care of you. God says, I will take care of you. Just thank the Lord. The Lord says, He will never forget you. Yes, He will never forget you. Our God can never forget us. God can never abandon a child of God. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I give you thanks today for those in Africa and Asia and Europe. You might be going through some things, challenges, but God says He will never forget you. The Lord will never forget us. In Jesus' mighty name. Exodus 19, verse 3 and 5. Exodus 19, 3 and 5. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen all what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. The Lord said to the children of Israel, You know how I carry you from Egypt on eagle's wings. You are mine. You are precious. You are peculiar. Now, just tell yourself, I am a precious child of God. Don't be ashamed. Confess it. I am a precious child of God. I'm a peculiar child of God. A royal priesthood. God is saying to you, you are special unto God. You are special in the world. You are not like any other person. You are unique before God, and the eyes of God are upon you. God's angels protect you. You have a place in the Father's heart. You are number one before God. Yes, you are number one in the heart of God. God can never forget you. God's attention is upon you. You are number one before God. And God is saying to you, you are precious. You are number one before God. You are precious. Just say, thank you, Lord, because I have a place in your heart. You are number one before God. Raise your voice and pray. Father, speak today. As many at the sound of my voice, you matter before God. You count before God. God is saying you are precious. You are a beloved child. And God Himself says He will never abandon you. No matter the world, no matter the issues in the world, the Father will never abandon you. His grace is available. Receive that word today in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. But listen, never forget the grace of God. Before I change my third place, never forget your past. How God saved you again and again and again. Never forget your story. How God saved you again and again. You know, sometimes people forget. Like for us, we used to live in Africa, and by the grace of God, we got the grace to move to US. And some come here, they forget their history. They forget the grace of God. And they abandon God. Many Christians who live as Christians in Africa, once they come to you as they start walking, they forget everything God has done for them. But today, just tell yourself, say, Lord Jesus, I will never forget your love for me. I will never forget your grace for me. I will never forget your love for me. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I will never, never forget your love for me. I will never forget the love of God for me. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for us many today. Never forget the love of God. He kept you strong. He took you through the COVID-19. He preserved you. I will never forget the mercy of God. I will never forget the hand of God. I will never forget the power of God. I will never forget that Jesus died for me on the cross. I will never forget the love of God for me. Thank you, Lord. The next letter, please, is M. Let's do that and end. We're ending an M today, please. Much more is coming. Much more is coming. You know, when you appreciate God in remembering what He has done for you, He will do more. Much more is coming. The moment I say, Father, I thank you, I love you, I worship you, because you have done so much for me. God says, my child, the best is yet to come. I love God. So the more we appreciate God, the more He blesses. The more we recognize the hand of God, the power of God, the grace of God, the more. Just after me, much more is coming in November, in December. More grace, more provision, more sustenance. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today to as many at the sound of my voice that much more is coming. God has seen your faithfulness. Hear the voice of the Lord. God has seen your faithfulness. And God is saying to you, this is for you. Yes, this is for you. Much more is coming. God has seen your heart. God has seen your faithfulness. And God is saying, more blessings is coming. More grace is coming. More favor is coming. The best is yet to come. More open doors are coming. The Lord is saying to someone today, don't think that you are at the best yet. You are not yet at the best yet. More is coming. More grace, more provision, more wisdom, more unction, more anointing, more strength. Oh my God, God has a future for us. Father, raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks to as many who are watching me right now. I speak in your life in the name of Jesus. Yesterday was good. Today is better. Tomorrow will be much more better in Christ Jesus. He's changing us from glory to glory. Just say after me, God is changing me from glory to glory. Confess it. God is changing me from glory to glory, and more is coming. Listen, more revelation, more insight. Just say after me, more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, more revelation, more intimacy, more favor, more grace. Yes, God is saying to us today, more is coming. Yes, yesterday was good, today is better, but tomorrow will be much more better than today. That is what faith says. Just raise your voice and confess it in the name of Jesus Christ. My tomorrow is better than my today. I speak today to all our sons and daughters, all men and women who have faith in Christ Jesus. Your tomorrow is better than today. Your tomorrow will be better than today. The grace of God will take you to a better future. Just say after me, from the wilderness to the promised land. Yes, that is God's principle, from the wilderness to the promised land. I pray today, receive the grace from the wilderness to the promised land. You will move forward. You will advance in your life. God will sustain you until the breakthrough comes. God will sustain you until the miracle happens. The Lord sustain you until your testimony manifests. The Lord sustain you until you see the hand of God. Let God give you the grace to stand firm. Father, bless your sons, oh God, because God has much more. Just say after me, my God has much more ahead of me. Confess with boldness. Say, my God has much more ahead of me. Declare by faith, my God has much more ahead of me. I speak today to well-mentioned sons and daughters around the world. Our God has much more ahead of us. We see that God has more than we can even imagine. I have not seen, ear have not heard, the things God has reserved for those that love Him. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Genesis 13, verse 14 and 16. With any here today, please. Genesis 13, 14 to 16. And the Lord said unto Abraham, or Abram, after that Lord was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Can you imagine how God is interesting? God came to Abraham, took him out of his tent. At that time he had no child. And God said, Mr. Abraham, look northward, look southward, look eastward, look westward. as far as you can imagine, I am giving you this land to you and to your seed. Now it needed faith to believe. And then God told him, you know, I will bless you with children more than the dust of the earth. Wow. That is interesting also. Now, it takes faith to believe that God has much more ahead of you. Don't look, just say, family, I refuse to depend on my situation. I refuse to look in my present situation. I look by faith. I see by faith. I hear by faith. And God is saying to you, much more is coming. God said to Abraham, Abraham, look northward, eastward, westward, and southward. All these I have given to you. And that old man was looking, literally. He was looking. And by faith he could see as far as possible. Just after me, say the name of Jesus. I see by faith, not by physical means. I see by faith, not by feelings. I see by faith. I declare today, I see in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, more is coming, more grace, more platform, whatever you're praying for. Raise your voice and pray. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, more open doors, more favor, more grace, more opportunities. Let God do it in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Just say after me, my life is better than this. Confess one more time, my life is better than this. I can see by faith, my life is better than this. Your children are better than this. Your home is better than this. Well, nation, our lives are better than this. Christ has much more ahead of you. This is for somebody, because you have been wondering, you have been worried about your life. This is your prophecy. This is your rhema word. Your life is better than this. God has a future for you. God has a destiny for you. It might be delayed, but God will manifest it. You are better than what you see today. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, give you thanks for the sons and daughters online who are following us. I release this word to you. Look in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. God is saying, much more is coming. I prophesy to you that every closed door in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, be open in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the grace of God, the same God of mercy, the same God of grace. Visit your family. Just say, I open the doors. Say after me, I open the doors in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Raise your voice and declare, I open every door in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Let it come. Let every blessing. Let souls come. We welcome families. Welcome men from all nations in the name of Jesus Christ. Your doors are open in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. More is coming. Just say after me, more is coming. Write it down somewhere. Text your friend, you know, inbox your friend, send on Facebook, confess it. More is coming in November, December, and 2021. More is coming. We'll do more. Just say after me, I will accomplish more in November, in December, and 2021. Speak with boldness. Say, I will accomplish more in November, in December, and 2021. Speak with some boldness. I will accomplish more in the name of Jesus Christ. We will accomplish more in November, in December, and 2021. Not by human might, not by human power, but by the grace of God. We will accomplish more in God's kingdom. I pray for you right now. Receive the grace to do more. Receive the grace to accomplish more. Receive the grace in Christ to realize more. Receive the grace in Christ if you're a businessman. Receive the grace in Christ for more profit. If you're a student, receive the grace in Christ for better grade. If you're a family today, receive the grace of Christ for more results in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you today with better results. Every day of your life, I bless you today with more results. Let it be done In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it in Jesus' name. You are blessed today. Now, for those who are watching me online, maybe you are here for the first time, the greatest miracle today is to accept Jesus Christ in your life as your personal Lord and Savior. The greatest miracle is to receive Jesus in your life as a personal Lord and Savior. Receive it in Jesus' name. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of my sins. I receive Jesus today. I welcome Jesus in my heart today. Forgive me. Cleanse my life with your precious blood. It is done in Jesus' name. Why not be my friend on Facebook? Why not give me a call on WhatsApp? +1 240 467 0590. Now, for those of you who are still new here and those watching around the world, I get 4 books to give offer to you in this end of year. This is Walking with an Angel, How to Hear the Voice of the Lord and the Voice of an Angel. This is Lord Use Me. This is Living Stress-Free. And the best book now, Divine Favor from Common Destinies. I will mail this book to you. Text me, please. Connect with me how you can get all these books in this end of year. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.